Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Melissa.
I'm AJ, and welcome to
the Sweet or Savory Podcast. Okay, so today the topic is holidays. Since the three of us primarily celebrate Christmas, that's what we're going to dive into
because yes,
that's
it's mostly what we through. Know. Mostly through the Christmas lens.
Right.
But also, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and every other holiday that you celebrate during this time. Happy that.
Yes. Whatever you're doing, be happy.
Be merry, be happy, and enjoy.
And if you are, well, listening and watching, Julie is here and she's back. Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi, Julie. How have you been?
I'm so excited for today. I love holiday season so much. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know you do. You have a really great YouTube series that you put up last year about all DIY things for the holidays, right?
Yes.
You can check it out.
I was trying to channel like 90s Mr. Rogers, like slow vibes. It's only like 6 episodes. It's a lot of work. And a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, and then I was going to bring it back this year, but I was so pregnant. So maybe next year.
You're so pregnant right
next
now.
Next year. And you can do stuff with the baby next year.
Oh my God.
I know. You'll literally have a child next Christmas.
I know, right? That's crazy. It's going to be so fun.
Oh my gosh. So let's just start off with a simple, what do each of you do for the holidays? And what do you now do together maybe?
I love it.
Gives your traditions 101 overview.
Yeah. So my family, growing up, we always did a big celebration for Christmas Eve. And then we did a more chill celebration for Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve in my family was always a big party where we get dressed up to the nines. It's a huge family. Now it's gotten even bigger because all of my cousins are starting to have kids. But it's a family tradition on my dad's side where we get together. We change every year on which cousin or which uncle, aunt, uncle is hosting. So we move every different year. And we get super dressed up. We take 2 hours of photos by the tree.
That's not even an exaggeration, by the way.
2 hours if we're lucky. Seriously.
Oh my gosh, like just on your phones?
Yeah. Well,
like someone's taking it. And actually last year, my goal, and I'm cutting you off a little bit, but last year my goal for their family, because we hosted it at her parents' house, to get it done within 1 hour. And I was just the photographer. Okay. All right, Auntie, get in. Okay. Yep. We got your shots. Okay. Next group. Like I was doing it.
Well,
it was
I'm confused. Is it just because it's all the different combinations of people?
Yep.
Yes. So So the way we do photos is that it starts off from the youngest all the way up until the oldest. Everybody gets a solo shot in front of the tree. And then we do it by family. And then we do it by cousins. And then we do it by boys. Yo. And then we do it by girls. Because they want every single combination possible of photos. And where do these photos go? Sometimes they're never even seen.
That's what boggles my mind, is that I never even see them on Facebook after. And well, I'm like, what? I mean,
parents post the ones of just us, but the big ones that take 2 hours, I don't even see them.
Yeah.
I don't even see them. But anyway, now it's taken, we can get it done in like an hour to an hour and a half. There is more people, but then now we have AirDrop. But back in the day, it was 3 to 4 hours because everyone had their own cameras.
Their own phones and stuff.
Even phones. We didn't have phones yet. Everybody had their own cameras that they were taking them with. And because we weren't, you know, there weren't like sharing opportunities, everyone wanted their own shot. So it was every single camera. Gosh. That's why it took like 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, this is real.
This is real. I don't know if I wonder if any other family does this or if it's unique to our family, but it's literally hours and hours of photos. But it's fun. It's like part of the tradition. We know it coming in. Like we look forward to it. It is a drag for the kids because the kids always just want to open presents. But
yeah, this all happens before the games, before the presents, all that stuff.
Yeah. Nowadays, it used to be even Well, usually it was you eat food first and then take photos and then you start the Christmas activities. And it goes until 1 year for Christmas. We went until like 5 a.m. Now we've been cutting it shorter because the kids don't stay up that late. But it used to be like a sleepover type of occasion where it was so fun. I remember those days where we would just be up till 3, 4 a.m. still hanging out.
Oh, my gosh. So, AJ, you married into this. What was your first year like with Alyssa's family?
Yeah, it was, I don't remember the specifics because all of them are, you know, just as big, just as fun. But I do remember the photo thing very clearly. And also the fact that everyone dresses up really, really to the nines, as she said. So,
ooh, like suits,
you know.
Suits, gowns.
Okay, I see why you take all the pictures. If you yeah. got all ready, you know, you got to document.
Yeah, you got to do it. And then also their families per home, they do themes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. Everybody colored has a different themes. Theme. Change different color every year. So,
patterns sometimes, yeah, maybe.
Sometimes, or 1 year, it was everybody wears the same color. Like, we used to do it where it's all red, all green, all gold, all black. And then now we've divided them by each family. So my family this year, champagne.
It's crazy.
Last year we did green. Year before that we did red. Now we split it up.
That's fun.
How many clans are there? How many houses?
I don't know. Well, so there's me. There's four, kind of, but then everybody now has their own different.
Now they have their own families.
Yeah, own and families stuff. And blended families.
It's so. Like five main households, and then their kids, and they have households as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot. Okay.
But yeah, my first going into, I felt very welcomed. Firstly, and. Yeah, it was just a lot of fun because I grew up with cousins who were not my age. They're much older. And then their kids were much younger. So, you know, me and my sister Jasmine just kind of doing our own thing with our niece Sam, who is around my age as well. But so it was cool to experience Alyssa's, like, we all are into similar music and sports and, you know, or drinking beers and stuff. Like, that is what I always wanted to do kind of growing up. Not that I don't do that with my family now that we're all adults, but it was cool to be with Alyssa's cousins and celebrate for that first time. And we still do it now.
Yeah, we still do it.
So fun. What do you do, AJ, with your family growing up and now?
So it's opposite, actually. So 24th is chill, and then 25th is like the big cousin, gathering. Auntie, uncle gathering. So it worked out because now we do both in a row.
Yeah.
So it's very tiring, very tiring.
Up all night and then just continue the next day.
Seriously. Luckily, the 25th for the Raphael side of the family doesn't start till like 3 p.m. or so.
Okay. And we live close by now.
Yeah, and we live in LA now. But the 24th usually, and especially when I lived at home, I would play for church at all of the services, all of the masses. So, you know, a 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock midnight mass, which was crazy. Because me and my mom would always volunteer for that, I guess. And we love Christmas music. We grew up singing a ton of Christmas music with my dad's choir. And singing those songs and carols reminds, I'm sure, my mom as well, of singing with my dad and whatnot and our family. So we love the music aspect of it, you know, and especially now for me. I mean, my kind of spiritual journey, I guess, has kind of evolved into like, and actually, it may have always been like this because my dad played for several different kind of churches. Methodist, born again, Catholicism, non-denomination, where it's like, it doesn't really matter what specific denomination you're celebrating with or whatever. It doesn't matter what the religion is of anybody in the room. It's like just about that spirit of Christmas, you know? So yeah, it's
sounds
really
like a Hallmark movie.
yeah,
it's about exactly. bringing the spirit of Christmas
together. Which is interesting because we're so because Christmas is so manufactured as well. So they don't mention spirituality at all on the Hallmark Channel, right?
They don't.
Oh well, no, they do.
I was gonna say.
I just watched the worst Hallmark movie the other day. It was so bad. I've been watching them all and giving them reviews.
Yeah, I love it.
I gave it a 2 out of 10, and I'm very generous with my 10 out of 10s.
Yeah,
it was about an angel who came to a town, but looked like a human to bring the spirit of Christmas back to the town. Falls in love with a man.
No.
Has to figure out how to tell him she's an angel.
No.
and then had like a Little Mermaid moment, became a human. But it was so bad. It was so bad.
The angel wanted to be human?
Yes, because she fell in love with a man.
What's the name of that one?
I could go on and on. Oh, I'll send you guys my full list.
Yeah, send us the list.
I'll put it on a Google Doc or a blog post. We can give it to Sweeter Savory listeners if they want.
Yeah.
It was called Christmas and Angel Falls. My review is 2 out of 10. It's giving toxic positivity and also just generally WTF.
It's giving toxic. Oh my God. Okay. I love a good, really, really, really bad Hallmark Christmas movie though.
Oh,
absolutely.
I don't know why.
I guess I meant to say that they're more cheesy and whatnot and they don't dig super deep into it.
Oh yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But yes, generally. And then the 25th, yeah, big party with the cousins. We open presents and it's hectic and we play games and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's very fun.
I feel like there are a lot more kind of feelings. I mean, we'll get into it, but we like recently we've been losing a lot of family members. Not a lot, but it's starting to feel like If we were all just to go and gather, you look around and you're like, man, this person's gone, this person's gone, this person's gone, you know? Mm-hmm. Which what I love about me and like my sisters and my mom, especially, when we come into the room, we just like try to bring the most energy and, hey, let's start the games, you know what I mean? Because, and then other select members of our family too, they feel like they take on that energy as well. But if we didn't have that, we would just kind of have a
somber,
yeah, because it always reminds us of my dad's sister Mama Zenny, who was like the matriarch of our family, my auntie Vicky, who just passed, and we just kind of miss them when we're there.
Anything with traditions brings up memories, so it's like if you have good memories then it feels really good. If you have bad memories, then it feels really bad. Yeah. And I think the older you get, the more you just have both. So it just becomes anything tradition related, which tends to happen a lot around the holidays, just becomes really mixed.
Yeah, that's generally right. And I think that it is a cool time, especially for Alyssa and I, that we kind of are creating our own traditions and into the holidays and... Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that stuff.
Me too. And our Christmases have changed every single year that we've been together too, because I think the first year, I can't remember back that far, like what we did to like split it up. But over time, we've just kind of like seen how it's going to go that year. It's always different. Like this year, for example, we're doing Christmas Eve with my family. We're doing Christmas Day with his family. But we also have our step family too. So his mom.
Yeah, my mom.
His mom. Her
husband.
And all of our step siblings. Like, we don't have a chance to squeeze that in on actual Christmas or Christmas Eve because of all the other things we're doing. So we had to
put it on a
choose
separate
to
day.
Celebrate it on the 23rd, which is the day before. Yeah. But
and then
do
you guys do anything, just the two of you?
We usually do like the day of Christmas Day. We'll spend like the morning.
Yeah, as long as we can.
Yeah.
I think
exchanging gifts, just like chilling before the next party happens.
Yeah. So this year
now is when you. Go ahead.
No, you.
Zoom bribes. I was just thinking, like, last year especially, well, no, this is your year to decide some traditions, because whatever you did last year was just your first married Christmas. I mean, true. I know you've had Christmases together before that, but this is your second year. So anything mm-hmm. you repeat from last year becomes like a ooh, tradition for you guys. You know, like no pressure, but it's kind of fun.
Oh, we should start
where
something.
Whatever you do this year that you repeat, it could be your thing.
Yeah. I think, did we start to think about that stuff?
Like a Christmas tradition?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And yeah, it's so, this
it might naturally happen.
Yeah,
I maybe think it's naturally going to happen.
I hope mm-hmm. it does. Yeah, I haven't really thought about starting a tradition. Yeah, we don't have anything. We did. I feel like we did.
I think we did.
One we year, and one then year. It, but then it's not a tradition if it hasn't happened again. It's just like just happened. We probably said it was going to be, but then it never did. We should. Start
I'm sure
one
they'll
this
just
year.
Grow over time. I just think it's fun. I remember thinking that our second year of marriage, like anything we do this year, is tradition. If we did,
yeah,
it
yeah.
last
so
year
wait,
too,
so what was you your guys's? Because we want
yeah,
some
we
ideas.
Need some ideas.
Well, one thing that I don't remember when this started, but I think we've done it a couple years in a row now. When we have Christmas, the two of us, we don't have a specific day we do it, but we have often had it in like a tiny house of some form, like a trail. What is it called? Not a trailer.
Airstream? The Airstream?
Yeah. Yeah. Like an Airstream
like
or a camper
tree.
Van.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those type or a VW bus. I'm trying to think if that was only last year, but I think we did it before that, and that's part of why I was craving it last year. And so now I'm like, oh, we have to find somewhere to do that again, because it's so cozy. You're just
yeah,
like
cozy.
Tiny little tree and a little like you have no space in a good way.
Yeah.
And then we watch a movie. We always do stockings. And then yeah, this year a lot of our Christmas gifts are just like buy stuff for the baby, so I might like rewrap some things that we already got.
I love that.
That's
our budget is $0 this year.
I feel
and that's
that
okay.
Way too. Yeah.
Gifting is expensive.
I mean, everything's just like, oh, we could get this or we could spend it on the baby. Is this the beginning of thinking that way for the rest of my life?
Oh my gosh.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was listening to a podcast about this girl that's there. She's planning her wedding, or they're planning their wedding and they're having a baby, and so she's not even
oh
having like
gosh.
A bachelorette or anything like that, because she was like, I could have a bachelorette or I could have a baby shower, and she's like, I could do this
oh.
or I can buy this for the baby. So she's going through a lot of the same feelings, I think.
Yeah there's so much to think about.
I know.
So we'll have to come back whenever we're back in January. We can hear what you ended up doing for Christmas.
I love it. Yes, let's do that.
And if
yes.
anything is becoming a tradition or not. Speaking of, should we discuss Christmas movies and Christmas songs?
Yes. Yes.
So tell us maybe your top three Christmas movies first.
Okay.
And these could become traditions to watch them.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sorry, I'm thinking of my third spot because I already have my top two.
Yeah, yeah. Alyssa.
I think I have my top three. Yeah. Don't even say it. I know what you're thinking.
You don't think it? Wait, what?
Are you going to put me on blast?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like we have to know now what
no,
you
no,
thought
no,
he
no,
was
no.
going to say.
I do also have my top two.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can just do top two.
Let's
then.
Do top two.
Oh,
the
no.
Third
I
you
already,
have a third?
I already filled my third, yeah.
Okay. I could come up with a third.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay,
Christmas and Angel Falls.
Okay. Top
go ahead,
three.
Alyssa.
Not in any particular order, but these are my top three that I have to watch every Christmas. Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic. Feel
classic.
Good. And I could watch all three. Home Alone 1, 2, and 3. They're all good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is The Grinch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's just Cindy Lou Who, The Grinch. It's such a good. The comedy is good, but
yeah.
It also has the feel good in there.
Wait, you said in no particular order, and then you said The Grinch is number two.
Okay, but I'm saying in my list, but it, not in. I love them equally, but I'm just naming them.
Secondly,
one, two, three.
I see,
secondly,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
thirdly,
Christmas with the Cranks. which
I watched that for the first time last year because Alyssa.
I feel it's a very underrated Christmas movie. It's hilarious. I can't watch that movie without dying laughing. It's with
Chevy Chase.
Yes, and
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've watched Jamie Lee Curtis, but I really don't remember anything about it.
Okay, it's about a couple, an older couple, who their town celebrates Christmas like crazy.
Crazy.
They do big frosty, they do the lights and everything. But this year, their daughter, she either went on like a missionary trip or some sort of trip where she wasn't celebrating Christmas with them this year. And the dad was going through all of their finances and he was like, oh, we spend so much money on Christmas every year. Why do we do this? And so they decide instead of going, I'm spoiling the movie now. They decide instead of going all out for Christmas, they want to go on a vacation. So they decide to go on a vacation. But then the whole town gets like really pissed off because this is like the town's tradition.
Yeah. Imagine being like, my neighbors can't go on vacation. That's so selfish.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Because they need to participate in the traditions of the Christmas town. And then this is going to be a spoiler. So if you've never seen Christmas with the Cranks, stop now. Stop now. Come back to this later. But what ends up happening, wait, should I spoil it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
So it's not like it just came out this year.
No, it's literally. So what ends up happening is the daughter comes back home because she gets engaged and they have to throw Christmas because they don't want to ruin that. She's like, I can't wait to come home and celebrate Christmas with the town. Oh. And so they're like scrambling. They don't end up going on the vacation because anyway, it's just. And the way everything goes down is just like you're on the edge of your seat. Like, are they going to make it? It's so good. Ooh,
I don't think I have seen that. That sounds cute.
You should watch that one and rate it. And it might be more of like a nostalgic thing because me and my siblings just die and watch it every year. And we love it. We took it on like anytime we have like road trips, even sometimes we'll watch it even when it's not Christmas. So
that's so cute. Okay, I'm going to add it to the list.
All right, top three. Third is The Grinch. So love that. Love that we have a little crossover. Second is Nightmare Before Christmas.
I knew that.
People are split on that. It's fine. I love the music. Huh?
I don't think I've seen
it. You're playing. There's no way.
Is that a Disney movie?
Yes,
it's Disney.
Okay, well, this is my category. I don't know why I just like, I missed a whole section of Disney childhood for some reason.
Yeah, technically it got bought. Disney ended up distributing it, but I think it was Touchstone and Tim Burton directed it. You know, this is after like Edward Scissorhands and that era.
So sorry.
No, Alyssa doesn't love it either.
No. I was just going to say, to be fair, I didn't really start watching it until I watched it when I was little, but I never felt like rewatching it. It's a little scary. It's a little dark. It's not like
it's not that dark.
That's not my Christmas vibe, AJ.
It's Halloween, you know.
It's Halloween. This is Halloween. And Christmas.
This is Halloween. Right. Halloween. Right. And it's cool because it's stop motion.
Consider it.
Which is like, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You remember that movie back in the day. Very cool animation style. And then number one is Elf. And Alyssa hates that movie.
Stop! I knew you were going to put me on blast.
She hates Elf,
No,
y'all.
I don't hate Elf.
I kind of hate it, too.
Oh, my God, Julie! Yes! I'm not alone. Okay.
No.
We're going to get so much crap for this. We're going to get so much crap
I haven't watched it in a long time because I didn't like it.
Huh? This is crazy.
So I could give it another try.
Give it another try this year and rate it along with your list. But okay. I just have to say something.
What?
Okay, like I said, I know I'm going to get canceled for this. But I just think Elf is overrated. Compared to all of the other Christmas movies out there, everyone's like, Elf, 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 I love Elf. It's so good. And I do appreciate it. And I do love Will Ferrell.
Dum, 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 dum.
I love the music as well. Dum, dum, dum. But I think it's just a little overrated.
You don't really like Will Ferrell type comedy. Huh?
But I love Step Brothers.
I was going to say it's a certain type of comedy.
But I do love Step Brothers, so no, that's where I'm confused.
Elf is also... Elf, I think maybe after this year, because we took a lot of improv classes this year, you might appreciate Elf
now.
More.
Yeah.
Because the acting is... Yeah, there are obviously very corny, cringy bits and stuff. But like him going out on the town and stuff, a lot of that is improv.
Is
like
it?
He's a comedic
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Will Ferrell, he is a comedic genius. Like I respect and I love him. But I don't think, yeah, I probably maybe didn't appreciate it as much when I watched it.
Come on, Julie. Yeah. Give it a chance.
I'll come over. We'll rewatch it
together. Let's do that.
Also, my standards have lowered significantly with entertainment in general. So I might like it now.
Honestly, same. I feel like I might like it now because we've been watching a lot of Netflix ones recently. Mm-hmm. They are not good. Like the quality.
The new Brandy one?
The new Brandy one. Like it has all of the means for it to be a good film, but it's so bad.
The writing, yeah. I think, has just not been up to par. And we may know some of these writers, actually.
I know.
But I don't want to bag on it too much. But it's just, it doesn't have that same magic, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, mm-hmm. as some of these past Christmas movies.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what is a good one that we recently watched? The Family Switch.
Yes, which is not a real Christmas movie, I feel like.
Yeah, it could have been in any...
Could have been in any
other
time.
But it is around Christmas.
Yeah, it is around Christmas. That's like saying Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
No, that's not the same thing because they actually, like everything they do is around Christmas. Like, there's a lot of Christmas activities in it.
Oh, is this the one that's kind of like Freaky Friday?
Yeah, it's like Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're celebrating Christmas. Like they do Christmas the entire movie. What do you mean?
But those four events that happen are not Christmas.
No, but
anyway. Just watch it. Oh, also a movie that we loved last year or two years ago was called Love Hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's based on these two people who... think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and then one thinks that Love Actually is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, is that what? That's why it's called that.
Yeah, that's why it's called Love Hard.
That's funny.
Love Actually, Die Hard. It features our friend Jimmy O Yang,
Nina
and he's
DeBrev.
Hilarious in it. Love Actually, too. I haven't really seen that movie a
it's
ton.
It's been a while since I've seen Love Actually. It's a good one. Yeah. I just don't rewatch it.
That's a cult classic.
Yeah. The Holiday, one of my faves also.
Oh, that's a good one.
We could have a whole episode on movies.
We could.
Can I give you guys my top Hallmark Christmas movie?
Oh,
that
sure.
I would actually recommend.
That's for real?
It's Hallmark. Like, don't be a movie critic when you watch it. But
of
if you want just a good, it's called Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas.
Is it
but
Jesus?
Don't confuse it with... No, it's like
capital H or lowercase.
But the funny part to me is there are five other movies on Hallmark.
Yeah.
Called Time for Her to Come Home for Christmas, Time for Us to Come Home for Christmas, Time for Them to Come Home for Christmas, Time for Me to Come Home for Christmas, Time
I'm
for
so
You
dead.
To Come Home for Christmas.
Wait, but that one is the one.
So Time for Him, that's the one.
All right, sick.
I gave
that's
it an 11 out of 10.
Jesus.
11 out of 10?
Yes. The one funny part I was dying at is because it's Hallmark, you know. So there's this scene where he's like stressed and he's clearly at a bar with a friend and they're like probably drinking their cares away.
Yeah.
He gets up at the end and he says, I'm going to get another beverage. Walks over to the bar and says, I'll have another water.
What?
I died. I was like, this is so Hallmark.
Well, do you have to have the Hallmark channel? What are you watching this on?
I watch it on Peacock.
Okay.
And
it's,
okay.
I do we watch it. It's like live, like TV, the
like
Hallmark
TV,
channel
TV,
with ads
TV,
and stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Christmas songs.
Yes.
Give us your top three each.
You go first, AJ. I know you already have one, probably.
Well, Christmas song for sure.
Which
chestnuts is chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's nice. Called the Christmas song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess some people put that's in parentheses one. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. But that's the original. I think it's a classic. The chord changes are unbelievable. And every version of it, I get the goosebumps.
Aw, the goosies.
Yes. And then secondly, that I think of, I'm sure I have an actual list if I really, really thought about it, but Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. That's a great one. And then third is This Christmas. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas
for me.
Yeah. Those are my top three. Those are pretty... I feel like a lot of people probably have that in their top five, mm-hmm. top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about yours?
I kind of forgot about all of those, but now that you mentioned them, they are yeah. favorites.
So maybe not your top 10, but...
I mean, there's they're up there, though.
Yeah.
Like, I forget, but then if they popped up, I would be like, oh, love this song.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A close fourth is Where Are You Christmas from The Grinch. So good.
Where are you yeah. Christmas? Why can't I find you?
So good.
I really want to be the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who.
Yes, for our next Halloween party, Julie, which you'll take your child to. yeah, we want to do Grinch.
That would be fun. Amazing.
Fun. Yeah. Okay, I'll be there.
Okay, my favorite Christmas songs. Number one, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd sing that one all the time.
I sing that one a lot. I just, I love the... Just the song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Wow. Yes.
Let your heart be light. It's just such a good song.
It's great.
Okay. And then my second favorite song is All I Want for Christmas Is You. I know it's a basic one, but it always puts me in a mood.
It does. Yeah, it does.
It puts me in a good mood. Not and I can't. Lie. Help but not sing along and not have fun when I hear that song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's got to be in the top three.
Okay.
And then third. Okay, does this count? I just love this song. What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? It's a New Year's song, but I think it's a Christmas song.
Do you know that song, Julie?
No.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. New Year's Eve.
Can we get a cover?
Do we have a cover?
We have one do. It's up on YouTube. Check it out. Me and Alyssa did it 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And Tori Kelly did it also like 7 years ago.
My brother, Ryan, also did a cover of it. It's on YouTube
God.
Too.
No way.
Yeah. It reminds me of my brother. I don't know why.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. I have a joke really.
Okay,
I'm a little unhinged today.
Let's hear it.
I love it.
Okay. What do you call... Let me see if I can get this right. I saw it. It was a tweet. What do you call chess players who are bragging about their tournament in a hotel lobby?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
Chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
That's funny.
Chestnuts boasting
in an open foyer.
That's good. Well, yeah.
I love that you just memorized the tweet.
I know. I was like, it was too good.
You're like saving that, clocking it.
I want to bring in actually some quick classics. So, Angels We Have Heard on High. Oh. Love singing that one at church because
Gloria in excelsis.
We both tried to do the harmony. Anyway. That one, What Child Is This? Beautiful.
Ooh.
Beautiful. What child is this who laid... Also known as Green Sleeves. Mm. I guess the melody is from an old tune called Green Sleeves. And then
what about Hallelujah? Is that a Christmas song?
Huh? Like hallelujah.
No. Hallelujah.
No, that is from Shrek.
I thought it was a Christmas song.
It's not a Christmas song.
Hallelujah. It sounds like
no, well, Pentatonix made it a Christmas song because they make anything Christmas songs. But it's not Pentatonix. A Christmas song.
Okay, wait. What's your top Christmas album? There's a lot of them
out
there.
You have one, huh? Is it Ariana?
Don't make me choose.
Ariana or Mariah?
Don't make me choose. No, it's honestly, I can't choose, actually. I have to think about it for a sec. It might be.
Okay, so back in the day when we could listen to, or when we listened more to albums, it really, for me, it was CDs that were stuck in the trunk because that was the CD changer back in the day. So there's six CDs. So if you load it up, you know what I mean? Boyz II Men, Christmas was in there for me, and Mariah Carey's Christmas as well. Maybe a Whitney Houston one in there. It's tough for me to think about
albums. I have a deep cut.
What is it?
That maybe nobody's going to relate to, or maybe one other person will relate to.
One other person, okay.
The Bath & Bodies holiday Christmas CDs. Did anybody CDs? Ever listen to those? Bath & Body used to come out with CDs that had holiday music on it. And my mom would buy them every year.
You're kidding.
And that's what we listened to for the entire Christmas season was that CD. And we have a bunch of them at home. And it's a set. They just compile different Christmas music and just put it on a CD for 2010. And I just looked it up. And they have them available on eBay. So I know other people have them somewhere. But that's what we would always listen to. We wouldn't listen
what
to
were
like
the
a
songs
specific...
on there. Is there a track list or
Let
something?
Me go to Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, are these
Christmas
like Bath
album.
& Body Works originals?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah, is it just like
singing
a massage music?
No, there's like a mixture of different. Hold on. Okay, let's look up the one from 2006.
Okay.
Oh, holy lotion.
It's Bath and Body. Okay. Wait, no. Okay, wait. It's literally it's called The
what?
Perfect Christmas from, wait, maybe it wasn't from Bath and Body Works. Maybe they just sold it there. But my mom would buy it every year.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm sure somebody in the comments remembers.
Oh wait, no. Look, classic Christmas. Classic Christmas Bath & Body Works CD.
Okay.
It says a classic Christmas holiday song collection, and it has Bath & Body Works on it. And the songs are Green Sleeves, number one.
Yeah.
It's just a collection of Christmas
songs.
Okay,
it's a compilation.
It's a compilation, and it's just like different people singing it. But for some reason...
I don't have high hopes for this.
This was my childhood. This was my childhood going into Bath & Body and them asking my mom, would you like to add a holiday CD? And her always saying yes.
Oh,
and she would buy it every year.
For what, $10?
Yeah, probably with your purchase of Bath & Body Works. Probably
over
only
warm vanilla.
Yeah.
Did you always get the warm vanilla scent? Or wasn't there like a holly?
Yeah,
there was like with red.
Yeah, we would get that one. Always sweet pea in the mix. Raspberry vanilla was my personal fave, and I can't find anything like it these days. Anyway,
what about Japanese cherry blossom?
Yeah, that's
that one
a
was
classic.
Always in the bathroom. Always in the bathroom.
Always a good
the
one.
The lotion.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I still those I can still days. Like cucumber smell melon. It. Cucumber melon. I can still smell it.
Oh my gosh, same. Too strong for me.
Same. Real tree or fake tree?
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Real tree.
But we have a fake tree.
But we bought a fake tree this year. And it was all because Alyssa was like, oh my God, I saw on TikTok there's a pre-lit tree.
Okay.
We need to get it.
If I would have my way, we would have a real tree every year. But I hate disposing of it.
I hate cleaning it.
I hate having to worry about if it's going to catch on fire and if the dogs are going to eat it. So for realistic purposes,
logistical purposes, fake
tree. And it's also more, I was going to say it's more economical, but it's really not.
It would be. Yeah. Because trees grow and die.
Yes.
Depends on how long-term you're talking.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is kind of gross, but I just saw a TikTok. Someone who got a real tree. And I was thinking, I'm going to do real trees soon.
Okay.
Oh, no. They
what?
Had
Don't
an
tell me.
Infestation.
No.
Of what?
Of some type. I forgot what type of
worm?
Bug it was, but they were gross.
Ugh.
And they were all over the house. It had
No.
It had hatched. in the house. Okay.
Oh,
I was like, fake trees forever.
Never mind. Fake trees. We'll just get those little scent things to put on the tree.
It is more cost effective. I'm sure, you know.
Because real trees are expensive.
Yeah.
We got a real tree last year. They're like 200 something dollars. Yeah,
it's like 189.
No.
Yeah.
For a real tree?
For a real tree.
Well, for like the 6 footer that we wanted.
For the six, we got
Why
like
did
a 7 footer.
I think they were like $20.
No, they're like over $100. And we bought our tree this year for what? $200?
No, no, it was $400. Oh, but it's going to last.
But we're going to use it every
it's
year.
It's a pre-lit
tree. Use it every year.
Yeah. And it has three different modes.
Well, the only drawback of a pre-lit tree, fake pre-lit tree, is that if the lights somehow break, then
it's done.
It's pretty
well,
much
you can
done.
Just put lights on it still.
Then you put regular lights, but then you have just to take off
no,
those.
But with our tree, though, is that the case as well? One light breaks and it's over?
No, no. But if, I don't know, if a cord gets cut or something, right? Oh. I don't know. It's unlikely to happen. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what about you, Julie? Quickly.
Now I'm officially fake tree team.
Yeah, because of the infestation.
Because of the infestation. Also, I've been switching all my plants to fake because I just change them out. Yeah, I'm such a plant person, but you can change them seasonally. Like every Christmas, I'm like, my tropical plants are ruining my vibe right now.
Yeah.
So then I usually leave them outside and I'm like, whatever, die if you want to because you're not my vibe. And then gradually I'm just like, I'm a fake girly.
Fake girly.
Fake valley girl.
Yes,
fake
less maintenance.
Living right in.
I know.
But yeah, Christmas.
I mean, honestly.
I don't want to deal with those bugs.
Bugs come with plants, too. That's also a downside of plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to worry about your pets and your babies.
Yeah.
So, anyway. I grew up doing real trees, though, and it was nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, we switched to fake tree at some point. Okay. Let's talk holiday drinks. Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Ooh.
3, 2, 1.
Hot eggnog. Cocoa.
For me, it has to be the dairy-free eggnog, which is probably why I like eggnog. You know. So, you know, for those who know or don't know, I was 18 when I became allergic to dairy. So it wasn't like I grew up without having dairy. But so when dairy substitutes started becoming more popular on the market, which is only in the last 6-7 years, honestly, before it's only soy, mm-hmm. right? Now all of the alternatives for eggnog are like, and I can't compare it to real eggnog because I don't know how that tastes since I was 18 anyway. It's just, it feels festive to me. And I love that I can be a part of it. Like I feel like included in the holiday madness.
But you couldn't do that with hot cocoa?
Well, to me, I feel like hot cocoa, you gotta have it with milk and not water. And
you could still do like oat milk or something.
I could, but also a lot of cocoa powder has the milk chocolate. Unless you're like, you know,
it for real.
The Mexican
cocoa.
Yeah.
Or you're just using, it's a lot of work though, to use the actual cocoa and then mix it with the milk.
Like the boil it.
Yeah. Maybe there are good pre-mixed ones now. We can look for some.
That have no dairy?
Yeah, they have no dairy.
I feel like there have to be.
There have
This
to
is
be.
California.
We're
Hello.
In LA.
Literally, let's just go to Erewhon.
We don't even have real cows. Okay, but Alyssa, you're a hot cocoa
I'm a hot cocoa girl through and through. I don't like eggnog. I don't like the texture. I don't like the taste. I don't like the smell.
Damn.
I'm trying to think right now if I've ever had eggnog because I'm like trying to relate and I'm like, I don't know.
It's like, you would know if you just like look at it, probably it'll remind you of what it is. It's like a thick, it's
yellowish cream,
drink.
Yeah.
I don't like thick yellowish.
I'm going to get some today.
But what is it? Can you describe the taste a little bit more for me? Does it taste eggy?
It tastes sweet.
No, more creamy.
Vanilla.
Cream. And then there's an egg. Think of a raw egg.
Like custard?
Like a custard.
Yeah, like custard.
Very warm
feel.
Custard.
Yeah,
yeah but in a drink form. So it's, I think I would like eggnog if it was more of a custard, like an eggnog custard. Mm. But it's in a drink and I don't like it.
Okay, I'm going to try it while I'm watching Christmas with the Cranks.
Yes. Yeah.
Slash
good idea. That's a good idea.
Okay, White Elephant versus Secret Santa?
That's a great question because we've had to bring that up in a couple of our family group chats already. And
wait, we have to do it at the same time.
Yeah, that's I totally forgot.
3, 2, 1.
White Elephant.
And I used to be a Secret Santa girly, but as I've gotten older, the Secret Santas have been harder to do as adults because, mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like we get pickier or I don't know what to even ask for. So it's almost like I'll just do White Elephant because then I can just be surprised and it's like not a disappointment.
And it's more of a game.
It's more of a game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more fun.
And if you're spending the same amount either way.
Exactly.
Then it's like, well, why don't I just spend the $25 on myself and you spend the $25 on yourself?
Yeah.
Neither of us knows what to get each other.
You're so right. As adults, I feel like we basically have everything that we actually need. Mm-hmm. And then anything we want is so
just extra.
It's extra. It's arbitrary. It can be whatever. Like the Secret Santas that we've been in and stuff, some are very specific. So on Elfster or whatever, they put in a wish list. Or the other one with like our step family, we just asked them to, we had a shared notes. And it's like things that you're into right now.
Your sizes.
Mm.
And then that person gets to choose. It's not like you asking for things.
Yeah, okay. Which I like that format better. Mm-hmm. And like even like my stepbrother Tim was like wanting to get bolder in my fashion choices. You know what I mean? So whoever got him to choose more of a pattern.
Okay, that's fun. Isn't there kind of an in-between also where it's like White Elephant where it's a game you can steal, but it's like actually good gifts like Secret Santa. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like there's White Elephant where it's like joke gifts. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
Ours is a good gift. Yeah, I don't know if it's Secret Santa, one that's in between where it's like it is genuinely things you would want and there's a budget, but you can still steal and it's like a game and it'd be for anyone in the end.
Interesting. Oh, I think the way that we make sure it's good gifts is we make the limit at least like $40, $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Then it can't be a gag gift really. You know it's something of quality.
But we did have one.
Do you still call that White Elephant?
We still would call that White Elephant.
Yeah, we call it White Elephant.
Oh, okay.
This thing is
falling.
I think of White Elephant as the gag gifts.
Oh, okay. So
I think it has
the format that we've been doing with our cousins and stuff, because they also asked in a group chat, hey, should we do a Secret Santa or a White Elephant this year? And I voted and you voted as well.
We both voted for White Elephant
because it's just easier because we're going to just spend $40, something that generally everyone would like. But also I feel like the fulfillment of that game is when your gift is getting stolen. So you want to
have get a good gift
opposed to like a gag gift.
We used to also play it with my my other family and they would do the gag gift. And it was like, it's funny if you have a sense of humor, but then when people give a good gift and they get a bad gift, they get actually like upset.
Oh.
Well, my grandma did.
Grandma did.
She was pissed because someone got like a gag gift and it was like, I think it was butt wipes. And she like actually put like cash money in a gift. And so she was like expecting to get something good. And she got butt wipes or something. And she was pissed.
Oh, sorry, Grandma.
Okay, so you would choose White Elephant, but with a budget where you're genuinely trying to get good stuff. Not the type of White Elephant that's like, find something weird from your house that makes people laugh.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that is interesting the way that you think about it, I guess, would definitely affect your answer.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually a question sometimes. I was listening to Kristen John's podcast the other day, and she mixed it up. It was White Elephant, and everyone else brought gag gifts, and she brought like a limited edition Stanley Cup because she thought for some reason, or it was like, I don't know, confusion about the budget or something. And then, she was like, well, I'm glad everyone's stealing my gift, but I contributed like $80 and these are all like five. So you gotta specify.
Yeah. I wonder
I want to bring up a story about the one time we played White Elephant.
Yes.
And I got a hamster.
Ooh, okay.
That actually ended up
being an actual hamster.
It actually ended up being a rat. So I had contributed something good. I don't remember what I even brought, but it was like, I think it was like a camera or something. And I think the limit was, must have been at least like $20 or $30.
It was up there. It was like $50 maybe. I think you got like a nice, one of those disposable camera type things.
Yeah. And somebody brought to the party
a box.
A box. And it was alive.
And you could hear ruffling in it. And we're like, okay, what's going on?
So that was very disturbing. And everybody was like pretty upset. The person, turns out that person was like brought as a plus one. So they weren't a part of the group.
Yeah, this was a work party.
It's worse.
This was a work party. This was a work party.
With Disney execs.
With a lot of Disney execs. Some like pretty high execs too. And somebody's plus one, I'm not gonna out them.
Brought a rat.
Brought a rat. And I ended up taking it and not like nobody stole it from me, obviously. But then we ended up giving it to someone that had rats or something. I forget.
Yeah, we gave it a lovely home.
Yeah.
But essentially
people do like them.
The host was like, hey, you don't have to take responsibility of this. We're so sorry this happened. Then she started putting a rule on her white elephants.
No live animals.
Which is wild because it was like in a box for hours,
so gift wrapped. We felt so bad.
Oh.
It was horrible.
I cannot imagine bringing
we found someone.
Plus one.
He kept saying it was a hamster, babe.
But it wasn't a hamster.
And like, I know my rats because I used to feed snakes rats.
Oh, used to have a snake. not
expecting to hear that.
I also have a friend that has pet rats too. So it's not like, it's a thing. Like
that's true. I have seen them in like, they can be cute. If they're...
But this one was a wild. This one was a wild.
He probably was like, "Oh, this is such a cute gift. Like, it's like getting someone a puppy."
Yeah.
Whoever this person was,
it was not.
No, it was not like that. He was definitely like, "Ho ho ho."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was weird. It was weird. The vibes were really weird when that happened.
Okay. Last, we got to move on. no more rats. Last little debate here is red Christmas or woodsy Christmas. I feel like another way to say this would be classic or cozy.
Red is the woodsy.
No,
is classic.
No,
red. Red is like the classic, like
okay, red and green,
red gold, champagne. Like you guys were talking about earlier, probably like I don't know, could be white lights or red and green lights. And then there's woodsy Christmas. That's more like the cozy neutrals, lots of like birch wood.
Okay.
And like evergreen. You got what
got
I'm saying?
Got you.
All right.
Okay. Red or woodsy? 3, 2, 1.
Woodsy. Red.
Classic.
We've had this debate many
times. Every
a time.
Year when we decorate.
Yeah. AJ loves red.
I just love red and green. It's just, reminds me of. Actually, at church, we're meant to wear white, but I always, because I'm the pianist, I would always just wear red and green because I'm on the side, I'm sitting down, I love that classic Christmas palette, y'all.
I know. I like a green. I like a, like this kind of green. I'm cool with this kind of green. And then mixing it with like woodsy colors, with gold, with, with tans, with just like, so it can keep kind of like a cozy cabin kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's
I
what
like
our,
it too.
That's what our house is.
It's woodsy?
It's more woodsy, yeah. The decor in here.
Yeah, and it was reaffirmed because our friends, who are a couple as well,
came over.
And then the fiance, Alisa, she was like, see, I told you we should have got a neutral tree.
And she even reposted when they posted a Christmas video with the background of the tree. And she was like, look at that beautiful neutral tree. Because her fiance loves, just like AJ, the classic red Christmas. So they have a red tree. But we do change it. Well, we haven't yet.
But she'll give me a chance every other year. She'll
One
be like,
year we did a full-on Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
Yeah, during COVID. That was nice. Thank you.
That's a good time to do it.
I imagine that you're obviously a cozy girly, Julie.
You know what? I'm conflicted actually right now.
Wow.
I'm more probably of the cozy, or I have been. But lately, I think I'm in just sort of a rebellious stage against my own aesthetic, if that makes sense. You know, like Sad Beige Mom, like that whole thing?
Yeah.
I kind of am one of those. But lately I was feeling a little bit like the tradition was getting lost in the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And so actually this year I only have hung sentimental ornaments that are not, some of them are cute, but like it's not really the cohesive designer look. And also just when I think about kids too, I'm like, we need to have color in the house. Like I think next year, In little guy's room, I would probably put colored lights on a tree for him in there. Because I remember being little and playing with the lights on the tree and all the different colors and like all the things I would imagine and the like scenarios I would create pretending with like the little, any of the ornaments that are like characters or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's tricky because I still want the peace of mind. Like I don't want it to feel messy. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes a lot of colors can feel messy. But my thing is have a sad beige neutral house so that you can decorate with lots of colors and it still feels calm.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
I love it.
Well, this was so fun. I feel like Christmas brought out a side of me. I don't know how well I'm filtering it, but I feel like I'm losing my filter a little bit because I love holidays and I'm getting excited. You got a little bit of unhinged Julie today.
I love it.
What? No, we love more of that, Julie, please.
Me too.
All right. It's either that or it's because I'm pregnant near the end. No energy to near the fake end. Anything anymore.
Well, thank you for talking to us, Julie. We love you.
And it was fun. I like doing this.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody who celebrates.
Yes.
And happy just rest. Have a restful month, you know.
I have a final request.
Please.
Feel free to say no, but could we get a Sweeter Savory Christmas playlist on Spotify? Because as you're naming these songs, I was like, part of me wants to write these down because I forget all the good ones.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard. It's surprisingly hard to find like a good Christmas playlist. So I would enjoy that if you decide to make
and
one.
And we can include our song.
Our song. Yeah, we should include, obviously. We have a Christmas song called Counting Down to Christmas with Jim Brickman. Yeah, it's out and it's actually in a movie as well called...
I forgot what movie.
Christmas Vintage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So add that to your list, Julie, of Christmas movies.
I think it's on like Freevee. Or something like that. You could look it up. Yeah, it's on Freevee and Peacock.
Oh, Peacock.
Julie, it's on Peacock.
Peacock.
So our...
Okay, maybe I've watched... My list so far is purely Hallmark.
Okay.
But I need to add some of these because Christmas Vintage, that sounds right up my alley.
Come on. So it's a dream that our, you know, our voices and our song is in a Christmas movie. So check out Christmas Vintage.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
Samantha goes home to help her love-struck sister Emily during the holidays. She discovers that Emily and Tony cannot be together unless Samantha attracts and dates the unpleasant Parker Williams, an owner of a competing winery. That's Christmas Vintage.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Classic.
Check out Counting Down to Christmas on Christmas Vintage.
Our gift to you all, Sweeter Savory listeners, will be that playlist and we'll post it for you.
Amazing.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Thank you so much.
Stay sweet.
Or savory.
Or festive.
There you go.
You always have something after the
Or Santa. Sleigh.
Oh, stay slaying.